K-E-E-R-U-N. Hey everybody, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you have got to listen to The Grilling Guy.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are at Plainfield Motor Mile at K&M Northfield Dodge on 4100 Plainfield Northeast. There's a motor show going on the Motor Mile today. I just saw a trolley pull in. They'll move you from lot to lot to lot. I think there's four different lots that are participating in this. But The Grilling Guys are throwing down some barbecue at K&M Northfield Dodge. What's cooking out there, Bob?
If you're cooking on a Chinese grill and you're drinking Canadian beer, you might be a redneck. Welcome back to The Grilling Guys. We are at the Mopar Muscle Classic. We're having fun up here with the K&M Dodge boys. It's a wonderful day to come up to Plainfield. We're going to be pulling hole shots out here on Plainfield just to let the troopers know. We're going to be lighting up a few of these brand new challengers. About 11:10, you might want to check us out here. So.
Yeah, just right. Just right. Oops.
Well, speaking about lighting something up, we want to help everybody choose a charcoal grill. This is something that Bob has more than a little knowledge on, so let's break that down for him, Bob.
Yeah, I've burnt myself on a lot of grills. Thank you.
I know that.
I'm just getting over the scars from last weekend. Charcoal, what's your favorite charcoal grill job?
You know, I have two or three. I have a Kamado-type grill that I like. That's a longer, slower cook. Got a little Weber kettle type that I like when I want to just do burgers and dogs. You know, a lot of people use gas grills for that. I like to take the little extra time, light up that hardwood charcoal, and I just think it imparts a better flavor. It just seems the right thing for me to do rather than fire up a gas grill, but I know a large majority of our people cook on gas, but I prefer the charcoal. So I think it's more about the charcoal than the grill almost.
You might be surprised. The majority isn't quite the size that it used to be. Last year, 57% of the market was gas, so charcoal is making a huge comeback, particularly natural lump charcoal like the good one makes, and we're smoking with a bunch of it today. Even if you have like only a $200 budget, you can go down and get yourself a little Weber kettle. They're second size up. Wonderful grill. It'll last you 20, 25 years. I bet Chaz has one of those. Weber kettle, there's over 2.7 million of them now in the marketplace. They just last and last and last. The little Smoky Joe is their basic size. It's kind of a tailgater size. And I'm giving a good promo to Weber here. Send me a check. They make bigger ones. They make a giant one that's $1,200 that is like 4 feet across. It's very cool. I wouldn't necessarily buy it, but it looks cool.
Right.
If you want a better charcoal grill, go for one with an elevated coal bed. The good one makes that Pony Express smoker, and that actually has an elevated coal bed in the grill side. That's a nice deal for about $8.99. And then
the Cajun Grill Company makes an elevated coal bed on there, too, don't
they?
Yeah,
I hate to be too self-supporting here, but the Cajun Grill is another line of mine that's wonderful. That's about $9.99. You can get that at Garrett's or Sobeys. That's a wonderful grill, actually. That's the beast. That's got the best elevated coal bed in the industry, and it'll last you for 20, 25 years.
So let's talk about what you mean with elevated coal bed. What is that, really?
Well, the nice thing about cooking with charcoal is you get that great flavor you're talking about. So you can cook all sorts of things, but depending on what you cook, as you know, that walleye you did the other day, you might want your coals a little lower on that. You were doing them probably on your Kamado, and that coal bed is down low, and that's about the perfect height. If you're doing a steak, charcoal actually emits infrared rays, so you can pull those charcoals right up to the grate with an elevated coal bed, and you don't want your coals raring. I mean, it doesn't take much. When you're right up on the steaks, you can have you can be at the end of your burn, and you still have about 800 or 900 degrees coming off there if it's lump charcoal. Lump charcoal burns at about 1,200 degrees on max. When it's starting to mature, you're at about 1,900 degrees. That's the perfect temperature for steaks. And so you want that coal bed to be dying down a little bit, and you just bring the coal bed right up on the grate, and that's a beautiful infrared cook right there the natural way.
Right, and the lump charcoal that you're talking about is not a briquette, right? I mean, it's very right. Uniquely shaped. It's odd shaped. It's hardwood charcoal. When you're looking at a bag, whether it's the good good one or Cowboy right. or a lot of other brands yep. that are out there.
Royal Oak.
Big difference in using lump charcoal rather than the briquettes. If the briquettes is all you can get, that's fine, but they've got clay and they got actually dirt in them, and that's why you get a large ash pile when you're done cooking with those, where if you're using the lump charcoal, it burns so efficiently there's very little ash left.
Well said. Briquettes are actually made from the waste of natural lump charcoal. It's the silt that comes out of those kilns, and they scoop it up, take it in a dump truck down the road, and they have a little briquette factory hidden in the woods, and they make those nasty little things. A lot of people, you know, we all grew up cooking on briquettes, but we're big boys now, and we've found out that you can cook on natural lump charcoal.
Yeah, exactly, and it's better. It heats even, more even, I guess is the proper term, as well as you get a hotter heat out of the lump charcoal, and it imparts just a fabulous flavor.
Yeah, I mean, $850 in briquettes, $1,200 on a good oak natural lump charcoal. And one side note, make sure it's an American lump charcoal. You don't want the import stuff because there's no quality control on it. You don't know, you know, whose car you're burning when you got that stuff.
Well, and it's that, and it's yeah. some of that imported wood has oils in it, and not that oils are bad. Shasta's with us from the Old World Olive Press. We're going to talk about oils in a minute. But the oils that are in those woods impart a flavor that is almost bitter sometimes. So you have to be careful what kind of lump charcoal you get. Buy American. That's the grilling guys. That's our mantra.
Nice thing about a charcoal grill also is you can take a little lump of wood and throw it in there with it, a little chunk of oak, sassafras, hickory, cherry, apple, pecan, peach, black cherry, all sorts of these fruit woods. You can throw a nice little chunk of hardwood in there, close the lid, push your coals to one side, put your meat on the other. Voila. You got a smoker.
That's right. And dividing those coals, moving them to one side is easy. You can put almost anything in there. Throw that little stick of wood right on top of the coals to create the smoke. But there again, now you're taking the versatility of your charcoal grill and making it into a smoker. So if you don't have room in your budget or on your deck for a smoker and a grill, you can dual purpose that.
That's
way.
Right. You probably got a neighbor that's in the tool and die business, and you just talk to your neighbor, that handy guy, and he'll make up a nice little metal partition, and you can scoop those coals over to the side, put your meat on the cold side, throw a little hardwood on there, smoke it.
Yep.
Smoke it if you got it.
Yeah, and you know, we've talked a lot about smoking in the past and how that indirect heat, and it's a cooler way to cook. When I say cooler, less temperature way to cook the meat. It keeps it more moist. It does take a little longer, so if you're in a hurry, that's not the way to do it. But if you're looking for quality, like on a great Saturday like we have today, we're at Bluebird Skies here in Grand Rapids, going to bump north of 80 degrees. So you got time to get out on your back deck. It is a one-handed sport. We've got schmoes here as well, so just get prepared like we are, and it's a great day to get out on your backyard and do some grilling.
He loves the bluebirds.
I do. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit more with Shasta about if you walk into an Old World Olive Press store, the two or three questions that you need to be able to answer so that they can help you get the proper oils and vinegars that will help you make your barbecue better. We're the Grilling Guys. We're live at K&M Northfield Dodge on 4100 Plainfield Avenue, Northeast. You got to get up here. We're going to be throwing down grill and barbecue. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.